up, Bachelor Nation? You're watching the after show for Bachelor in Paradise Season 4, Episodes 7 and 8. We've got some special guests in the studio for you tonight. Tune in.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, guys? This is the after show for Bachelor in Paradise on AfterBuzz TV, Season 4, Episodes 7 and 8. I'm your host, Sterling Cates. You can find me everywhere, Twitter and Instagram, at Sterling Cates. And to my left.
What's up, guys? I'm your host, Christine Alexis, and you can find me all over social media at Christine Bean, singing the Bachelor in Paradise theme song.
Hey, guys, it's Renee Ariel, and if you want to actually see Christine's amazing cover of Almost Paradise, make sure you follow me at Renee Ariel on Instagram and on Twitter. It's on my story. Go watch. It's so great.
Go watch. And, guys, we have a very exciting surprise for you guys in the studio tonight with us. We have Miss Jasmine Good.
What's up? What's up?
And Mr. Fred Johnson.
Oh, hey, guys.
We're so excited for you guys to be in the studio with us tonight recapping this episode, and also just kind of now we're at the end of the season. I mean, this has just been a crazy summer, and so we're so excited to kind of get some like inside information from you guys, know? We'll talk a little about, so last week we kind of had an off schedule because we recapped on Monday, and you know, now it like takes up our whole week, this show, so we weren't able to do Tuesday, so they basically did the Corinne thing, which we will briefly address, I guess.
Yeah.
But let's go ahead and get into this week because I feel like we have a lot to talk about, especially with our guests here. So we'll go right off the bat and start off with Dean and Christina and D'Lo. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's kind of the meat of last night and tonight. I mean, Jasmine, go ahead.
Yeah,
I mean, we got a reaction there. What do you think about that whole thing?
I'm just over the whole Dean and Christina thing. It's like, I just can't. I mean, I was over it when I was there, and I'm over it watching it. It's just, you know, it's one of those things where it's like he couldn't make up his mind, and he's just dragging these women along, and it's like, someone make up a decision. So her leaving, it was like, thank God.
Right.
He can move on and just, you know.
A lot of people have been really surprised because obviously he was a fan favorite on Rachel's season.
Yeah.
And everyone was talking about him potentially being the next Bachelor and, you know, that whole thing. So, but after seeing this, there's no chance that he can be Bachelor.
Sadly, it looks that way. Yeah. Sadly, it looks that way.
Right.
I know.
Well, and Mike Fleiss tweeted that it's definitely not Dean. So, really,
he said this year.
This,
maybe like five.
He could be.
He needs like
next,
a 5 years.
So.
It's actually a really good
like
point.
Like 5 years.
So, I mean, and then so people were really surprised that he, like, kind of ended up being a little bit of a fuckboy a little bit.
A little bit.
A lot of it.
Yeah, it's just, like, he just doesn't get it.
What bothers me about Dean is when he's being a fuckboy, like, he'll smile while he's telling you something and you just want to, like, smack him. Like,
like, I think it's funny. Like, it's like a joke, like,
I don't know.
On.
I feel like this for two girls. Like, just stop.
And he's like, I understand. He always talks about how he understands and how he's being the worst, yet he keeps being the worst.
I mean, he's trying to be like a good guy, but it's just a tough situation.
It is.
Speaking for the guys right now?
I have to. I'm like here by myself, so I have to like, you know.
It is a hard situation.
It's just like he's attracted to two women, right? And maybe one is for the physical reason and the other is just like, you know, probably her foundation and what she has to offer.
No.
I don't know.
I don't think so. I think you cannot, I was there, you cannot be in the pool with one girl and then literally, I'm going to be right back, thinking he's going to the bathroom or getting a drink, and then you look over the hot tub and you see him down the beach with another. It's like, what are you doing?
Right. Yeah.
Like,
he's an opportunity.
It's like one of those
things. Like, make up your mind.
Having your cake and eating it too.
Yeah, I think that's what he was doing. Like, he cared a lot about both of them, I think, and he just didn't want to hurt anybody. I get that, but you just got to, like,
outside looking in, who do you think was better for Dean, Christina or D'Lo?
Christina.
Well, you see,
why I agree. Yeah?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's different for me because I've seen, I don't want to spoil the show because people are probably watching that want to see what's going to happen, but I just know things that happen after the show and having conversations and, you know, even like what he said tonight in the episode, he said that, you know, he thinks that D'Lo fits better for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I think he said that. So I think their lifestyles blended, I think, better, like Dean's lifestyle and D'Lo's, but, you know.
And, I mean, we saw him say, I don't know if it was last night's episode or tonight's, when he told Christina that he's not ready for what she wanted, a serious relationship and that sort of stuff. So, which was kind of, then I was like, so then why is everyone talking about you being the Bachelor?
Exactly.
So that, you know what I mean?
Like, I think that's why he went after D'Lo, because D'Lo's so fun and she just wanted to have fun. And right. I think that's what he was trying to do with her.
I agree. Right. I think that, yeah, it's just a commitment thing. You know, it's like commitment Christina is wanted. a big decision.
Definitely.
You know, and I think that, you know, a lot of us probably went to Paradise with the idea of just, you know, having fun, maybe.
Yeah.
And maybe Dean had that idea as well. So it's just like with someone who was just so gung-ho about being in a committed relationship might have been, like, heavy for him at the time.
For sure.
Yeah, I mean, on the outside looking in, like, I completely get the whole, you know, when it's a love triangle, don't get mad at the other woman. Right. But I will say when Raven and Christina were talking, sometimes you just need a friend to vent to. Sometimes you just need to vent it, let it out, let her know what's up, and you don't need, because I get there, I've been there when you're, like, mad at something. You just need to say a few things. But just, like, Raven was not, like, understanding that, and she was just like, well, don't be mad. Like, he's into her more. And, like, I don't know, that's what kind of got to me, because I get that. And it totally, don't be mad at the other woman, but still, it's like when you're talking to your friend about it, you know?
Yeah. So what did you guys think, though, about that situation? Like, did you see what Christina was saying about, you know, D'Lo isn't innocent in all this? Or do you think Raven was right and, you know, it's not D'Lo's
fault? I was 100% on Raven's side because, like, D'Lo was so classy for this whole situation. Even though they see you see them in the pool or whatever, Christina's sitting over there. Like, she didn't have to sit there through that. Like, you know, she could have left, and, like, that's, like, a sign. So I think there were certain things that Christina let happen. So it's, like, and D'Lo never once said anything bad about her, as you can see. Like, she was very classy with it. Like, she never, like, went to Dean. Dean always came to her. So I get where Christina, like you said, being upset. Like, you're just in the moment. But I think it's hard to hear something, you know, when you don't want to hear the truth. So I think she just flipped out.
I agree with that. And I don't put really any blame on Danielle, to be completely honest.
No. Yeah.
Because she gave Dean an ultimatum. She was like, listen, we maybe can pursue something if you actually choose me. But other than that, I'm going to take it off the table if you don't. And so I really respected when she did do that.
Yeah,
I
she was. Too. I think she did nothing wrong in the situation. Yeah. Absolutely. Like, and again, I don't believe you should get mad at the woman. Like, be mad at the guy. Be mad at the guy who's making these decisions every day to disrespect your relationship.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And so, but I mean, you still want to hear, like, support from your
friend. Of course you want to hear your friend, like, have your side. But I think at that point, like, we told Christina so many times, like, move on, stop. Yeah. And it was like,
you can only say
it
so
and that's
times.
The thing. I think that's what Raven was just like, okay, this is the last time I'm going to tell you this. Like, stop.
And that makes sense.
Yeah, and I will say, I really liked the way, and Christina and I were talking about this a second ago before we went on air, but I really liked when Christina, in front of everyone, pretty much put Dean on blast and was like, listen, I want to be respected. I want to be put first. So with that said, I'm leaving. Like, you know what I mean? I was like, bye.
That was a drop the mic moment, and I think it's great that she was able to, like, get it all out there before she left and just lay it all on the table, even though it didn't really work out in the way that she wanted it to, you know?
Yeah. But Renee was saying that she didn't think that after dropping the mic like that, that she shouldn't let Dean walk out.
Oh, 100%.
I agree. Don't kiss him on the cheek after he breaks your heart. Don't let him walk you out after you just told him
right?
what's up. Are you
Thank
kidding
you.
Me? And then she gave him the longest hug I've ever seen ever. Are you kidding me right now? Like, leave. Just leave.
She should have left, not even given the... standing up there, I would have been like, peace out. Like, after that conversation, I'm out.
I mean, the ultimate shade, though, was her giving her goodbyes.
And, I know, I saw that. Danielle. I didn't even notice that at the time. And then, like, watching, and I was like, holy crap. She just, did like, slide. I was like, Danielle was never, like, mean to her. But, hey, I get it. You're pissed off, like.
Yeah.
Jasmine, I have to bring this up. Otherwise, I'd be doing a terrible job at my job. but we're talking about, you know, Christina blaming D'Lo.
I was waiting for one of y'all to say this.
And last week, a lot of our viewers and we were discussing whether or not the way you handled when Kristen came in with Matt and that whole situation and whether or not, you know, like, what was the feedback you got on how that played out in the episode and as any attention you got from viewers and just kind of, like, a chance for you to, like, leave your perspective on the table.
Yeah, you know, I totally agree. Like, you should always, like, be upset with the guy, I guess. But my situation with Christian was totally different.
Okay.
Like, me and her, like, D'Lo and Christina were never friends. Me and Kristen actually had a friendship outside the show. And, you know, we hung out. She knew about Matt during, like, the shutdown. So that was why I was hurt with her. You know, I was upset with Matt, too. But, you know, we talked and everything was fine. But it was more just, like, how come she didn't come to me and sit me down and just say, hey, I really want to take him, just like Emily did with D'Lo on this episode. Like, that was the only thing I was upset with her.
Okay.
So, to clear all up, that's what I was
saying. Yeah, no, that's good. And, like, watching it back, do you feel like that wasn't like edited in the way that you thought like it played out?
Or... I wish they would have showed more of our conversation me and Kristen had. It was just kind of like really short. I think there was more that we talked about, but I mean, they're only going to show like the crazy stuff. So
yeah, right. I mean, they just showed you like going up to her and being like, "Well, what are you doing?"
Yeah.
And like being, you know,
and she explained herself, and they cut all that out. I was like, "Why did they show all of this?" Yeah. But
yeah, so like as viewers, when we saw that, we were like, "Wait, that just went from 0 to 100 so quick." And it was with her attacking Kristen. So
it was so funny because like Wells and Alexis were like pumping me up. They're like, "You don't see them." They're like, "Come on, do it." And I'm like, "No, I don't want to do it. Like, I'm fine. Like, Matt wants to go to date. Like, I'm done. It's over." And they're like, "Well, you have to do it. This is not okay." And I was like, "Fine." So I was like, "I'm going." And like stormed down the beach, and they're like right behind me. Oh man, it was great.
They're like, "Here's some tequila shots."
I know, literally. Like,
it
looks like it happened so fast, but I was standing at the bar for like a while before it like went to go confront her, and I was just like, "God damn it, why did Walt do this to me?" But
you made good TV.
It was fun. I know.
That's what you wanted.
Look at the camera. I'm like, "You guys want this? I'm going to do it."
Yes, do it. Do it. Go for it.
I was like, "You offered good TV and you gave good TV."
That was a lot.
That's funny. Okay, so we talked about Raven and Christina. And speaking of Wells, he did give some good advice to Christina when he said, "Why are you fighting for someone who isn't fighting for you?"
Right.
And I was like, "Oh, I'm going to write that down. I'm going to treat that later."
Wells is like a little, like, just drops these gems and words of wisdom casually.
Yeah, he was like the therapist.
Yeah, he was the guy that I know when I was there that I would just go and get advice from. So I think a lot of other people were there and just like getting some advice from Wells, just, you know, he's overseeing like what's going on, and people were just going to him just for like, you know, some advice. And
yeah,
so he was like there for that, which was, you know, definitely
love Wells.
He's so sweet. Yeah.
Well, Fred, I'm glad you brought up when you were there, so let's talk about that.
Yeah.
So Fred, I'm so sorry you had to pack your bags before you could even
unpack them. Exactly.
I'm gonna apologize for my kin for that.
It was fine. It was fun while I was there, but I mean, of course, when you get there late in the process, it's kind of difficult to get in something. You know?
As we saw tonight.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah,
I know, right. You mentioned earlier, like, people go there to have fun. Like, was that your mindset going in, or were you trying to, like, shake things up and, you know, steal somebody's girl?
I was open-minded to the idea of finding someone, you know, and I think that even though, you know, Dom and I had a great time on the date and it didn't work out, there's like no hard feelings. It's just like she had more of a connection with Diggy, and, you know, that's what happens, you know.
And just more time in general.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so after seeing that,
yeah,
tonight when Diggy goes on a date with Jamie, how did you feel about that? Because literally she just picked Diggy over you, essentially. And then the next day, she's being rejected by the person that, like, she, well, like, chose over you. You know what I mean? And you're like, "I could have been that person."
I thought about that. I mean, you know, some people, you know, they want to stay committed. As you see, like, with Jack and Kristen, like, you know, they want to stay committed. But, I mean, with the Dominique situation, I think that she wanted to be committed to Diggy. Diggy, you know, didn't feel like the connection was as strong to where he couldn't go and, you know, enjoy himself with Jamie. So it's upsetting. It's still upsetting to see that she was, you know, worried and afraid of what would happen.
Yeah,
you know,
it made me feel like he just did it just because she went on a date with you. You know, like,
to get back. I didn't think about that.
Like, Diggy was doing, like, "You were on a date with Fred yesterday. I'm going to go on a date with Jamie today." You know? Like,
that's true, because Diggy was sweating a little bit.
Yes. Yeah. That's why he was so upset. And he's like, "All right, I'm going on a date." Like, what just happened? You were sweating 2 minutes ago, and now you're
right.
Like,
yeah. Although I will say, Diggy and Jamie did have some chemistry, I thought. Like, I felt like their conversation was smooth, and they had some chemistry there. I mean, I have no idea, like, where it goes beyond that. But I didn't think that he did it in spite of Dom. But maybe that wasn't his initial. Maybe.
I didn't think about that, though.
That is a good point.
I'd be like, maybe he did. No, but I could tell he liked her.
It's very possible. But, like, there definitely, I felt like, was a connection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I feel like they don't even show a lot of Dom and Diggy's connection at all. Like, the edit is just so strange to me because I know that there was something there, and there, Dom, Diggity, and all this, but you don't see what was there, what was developing that caused her to choose him over you. So it's like there is a little bit of a disconnect.
That is true.
And we don't get to see that because we're seeing so much of
Christina and Dean and Mila. That's what I'm saying.
That's the talk of discussion almost every episode.
Yeah.
So
Fred, just like going back to your date really quickly on last night's episode, I thought it was hilarious. First of all, that like Blake E had already come in, couldn't find a date. You walk so in, and everyone's like, "Ooh, he's like so hot. Yeah. Like, I'm about to go on a date with him." And then you get a date right away, yeah. which is probably like a huge like oh shit.
I mean, it was nice to be able to go in and not really have a problem finding a date. I kind of felt bad for Blake because it seemed like he was struggling a little bit.
Actually sweating.
Yeah, a lot.
He was
sweating
a lot.
I was like, just take your shirt off.
Right. Might as well, right? Might as well.
Yeah, if you're on that all-protein diet, your body might be
right,
nice.
Right, exactly.
But then the date itself, so like Kristen was obviously nauseous and losing her contact.
Right, a lot was going on.
You and Dom were so
you and Dom are just like flopping around on the thing.
I think it's safe to say Dom actually had the most fun on that date.
She was living her life. She had a great time.
We had a great time.
She's living.
So the contact situation, it was just like the raccoon eyes. I was like, okay, there's a lot going on right here. Do you need help? Can I help you? What can I do? Can I bring you like a towel, a rag, something? Let me know.
I wonder if she just didn't want to be there.
It might have been that too.
I feel like she sabotaged a date because she was like, damn, I got to say yes, but like I'm just going to have a shitty time the entire time.
Right. Let me just like complain and like figure
From
out.
From the time her contact had an issue, it was no eye contact. It was just like, I'm here, poor guy, just trying to help her.
That date was kind of a hot mess, but I was really excited to just see you guys like plopping around.
They had like the best date ever.
Yeah. I think a lot of fun.
Yeah. All the dudes are at dinner and like they get a real date. Yeah. Like, I mean, I had a drafty date, but like everyone else had like dinner dates.
Yeah. That's hilarious. I was happy with that.
Well, at least you had fun on the date, right? A good 12 hours in paradise.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it was a good time. Just even though it was short, it was a great time for both of us. So, it just didn't work out, but it's okay.
So are you happy that you went?
I'm happy that I went. Good. I'm happy that I went. I think I would have regretted it if I didn't go. So it's better to go and, have the experience and just see what happens. And, so I would, do it again if the time came. Hopefully I would come earlier, but
that was my next question.
Justice
like,
for Fred. Right.
Would you be open to doing it again or possibly another season of The Bachelorette?
I would be open. And the reason why, because both of my times on these shows have been pretty difficult for me.
Yeah.
So I'll just be open to it. Just hopefully to get
a fair shot.
Yeah,
yes.
a fair shot with it. But, we'll see what happens in the future,
In hindsight, was there anyone else, if you didn't take Dom on the date, that you would have been interested spending time with or getting to know?
Yeah.
If you had more time in paradise?
Maybe just me?
No, we had a great conversation, actually. I don't even show it. That the rose ceremony, we talked for a while.
We did.
Because I even said, I was like, maybe I'll give my rose to Fred. I wasn't even sure because I really didn't care at that point.
I was like,
one day left. I don't even care. But it just,
Yeah, it's a gamble. It's like when you come in the day you come in, there's a rose ceremony. It's like you really don't have the time to, explore other opportunities with other women. So it's just like, kind of roll the dice and see what happens.
Well, maybe you'll get another opportunity on a different season.
We'll see. I don't know. We'll
really quickly, we want to shout out the live chat. So a lot of people in there who are excited to see you guys.
Hey, what's up?
Woo!
I think I need glasses because I can't read that far. But
I see Jasmine. Either. You look beautiful, baby.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
There
I see that comment.
Is that like my mother? It's probably my mom. She's watching, I think. Shout out to Karen. It's probably her.
I did see earlier a comment about our other host, Christina. She is getting married this weekend.
That's awesome.
So that is why she's not here for those of you who are asking about her. So send her and tweet her y'all's congratulations.
Yeah.
That's what we're all talking about, right? Like, that's the goal.
Trying to get like them.
Maybe she can give us a few pointers. So, Jasmine, I'm happy you brought up that rose ceremony because I wanted to ask you about Tickle Monster. Like, you guys were making out in the pool, and then you gave him your rose. Like, was there like a connection there? Were you just like, whatever?
Tickle. Okay. So Jonathan walked in, and he's just like confident. Like, it's like quiet, not like over the top, like even though you would think he is because his name's Tickle. Did they call him the Tickle Monster? He's just chill. He's just a nice guy and funny. Like, he was just so much fun to have around.
Yeah.
And I was like kind of attracted to him, and I was like, wait, he's usually not the type of guy I would go for, but we were just hanging out, great conversation, and drinks are flowing, and one thing happened, and boom, we're just making out in the pool.
He seems like he didn't take himself too seriously.
He did. He was just chill. And you know what? I think that's what I needed, like coming off the whole Matt thing and that stressing me out, making sure he's comfortable and wants to stay. So it was like, finally, just a breath of fresh air.
Right.
Yeah. Fun with.
For sure.
That's all.
Yeah, I was going to say, just someone to have fun with, you know, and just enjoy your time that is there, because you probably only had a day or two left at that point. So just briefly about Matt, I mean, we saw y'all had to sit down and you kind of cleared the air. It seemed like, I think that was your first time seeing him, right? Yeah. Or had you reached out to him after Paradise, and to how did that all end? I mean, we saw how it ended with him leaving.
He actually reached out to me after the show and just like apologized about not being upfront with me and everything. Okay. So I thought that was really nice. And I was like, thank you. But this is before we knew we were doing a hot seat. And I was like, thank you. That's really, like, I'm over it. Totally cool. He's like, no, I just wish I was more upfront with you. And I was like, it's cool, it's over. Then we had the hot seat, and I'm like, holy crap, didn't know that was happening. And I was like, oh my God.
Did that like open up wounds for you?
I mean, at first it was like, I was just kind of like, I was so over it, but then it's like, I have to go back there and then watch it. And I watched like an hour before we get in the hot seat, and I'm like, holy crap, like, I didn't know he was feeling that way in his ITMs, because he wasn't telling me this to my face.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, like, everything's fine, or, like, I knew he wanted to leave, but never about me. Like, he went on a date with Kristen and then told me that his feelings never changed for me. So I'm thinking, like, okay, like, I'm still going to get this rose tonight. Like, no idea. And then he's like, I'm going home, and I'm just like, oh, my God. So, like, seeing him, it was just, like, watching it again. It was like, oh, God, I thought he lived this, like, stupid trauma. But he's a great guy.
I actually didn't think about this until after your hot seat, because watching it, I was like, Jasmine, like, I don't think he's that into you. You know, as viewers, like, we can see that. But we also are hearing his interviews and things that he's not actually saying to you.
I know.
So I can see where that confusion would come in with where you guys stood. And I didn't even think about that until after the hot seat.
No, and that's what I told him. I was just like, you know, I felt, like, embarrassed and just annoyed watching it, because, like, he kept telling me, like, you know, you helped me, like, get through this, you're the reason why I came back, and all this stuff. And I'm just like, okay. So then he's in interviews. I'm like, why can't you just tell me that? Like, you know, I feel like I'm just an honest person, and you can tell me something, I'm not going to be upset. And he knew that, so that's why I was like, why didn't you ever tell me, you know?
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
So how do you feel about it now? Like, where do you guys stand?
Yeah, we're friends. I mean, we don't, like, talk every day or anything, but we're cool.
Okay.
Like, good friends, I would say. We went through a lot. I mean, there's a lot that went through this scandal. Yeah. Like, you know, it's, I feel like this cast, we've been through so much, like, I can't even, like, it's different than any other season.
I can imagine.
So much stuff. Yeah.
So how was it, you filming this particular, in fact, you might know, but since your time was so short, but, you know, I feel like are trying to get so much out of the season in a less amount of days.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So what was that like being on the cast?
Oh, you're like, I got one.
I mean, you experienced it more than... They were exhausted when I showed up.
It was like we just had a roast ceremony, I think, before you came. It was like 5 o'clock in the morning, and then, like, waking up at 7 and doing it again. It was just, like, it was a lot, like, mentally draining. Yeah,
they were all exhausted.
Tired, and you can tell, I mean, we had so much short of a time that they're stretching everything or trying to fit in what they can. So I was just exhausted. I just didn't care. I was like, I'm ready to go home.
Yeah.
Give me a
I got that feeling from a lot of people that are just like, when are we done?
Like, that's what I think we sat down, you were asking about the date. I like, wanted to go, but I, like, didn't want to go because I just wanted to take a nap. I was like, I just want to take a nap. And I was like, please, I hope he doesn't take me. Because I was thinking, like, maybe he's going to ask me because Dom's with Diggy. And I was like, I don't want to go. I'm so tired.
Like, does the date involve napping?
I was so tired.
I could just see Jasmine. Been like asleep in the middle of that float thing. Like,
I would have been so mad because it looks so much fun, but I was like, I can't do it.
It's a lot.
He would have been popped off and fell asleep.
Jessica Black just commented and said, I want Fred to find love. I feel like he gets friend zoned too easy.
Ooh, it's so true.
Do you feel like, does that like cut a little deep for you?
Like, I don't know. It's just like I get dealt like the bad card for some reason. I think the Rachel thing was like, what? Like, we're talking about my behavior from, like, grade school. And then this is, like, I'm, like, the last guy to show up at Paradise. So it's just I'm getting dealt, like, you know.
Yeah, he did you dirty.
Justice for Fred.
Ridiculous. But I'm past it. That's what I mean.
Renee and Christine, you need to back me up here. But I was, like, I was standing for Fred. Our whole after show. Aww. I was like, Rachel, this is the first thing you've done that I don't like. I was like, he was 8 years old, and you're judging him based on that.
Yeah, when did that go?
I definitely, like, stood for that. That's like the one thing, my one complaint about Rachel, I think, though.
I feel like she used that as a cop out to not explore that with you later.
That's what I think. I mean, I'm past it. I'm glad that she's happy, but during that time, I was like, what? Yeah. Like, why are we continuing to bring this up? Like, you know what I mean?
Because there weren't like moments she was like, well, this reminds me of you like several years ago.
She was looking for it.
Yeah.
First night? Did you go on the first? No. I don't remember. Sorry. I don't remember.
Really?
You said
it was close to the first
time. You were there, though. I just can't remember.
Exactly. But it's cool.
It's a lot.
I mean, I'm glad she's happy.
Yeah. So have you talked to her since then, or do you guys run into each other?
You said your piece at the reunion.
Yeah, you did.
I remember that.
I just had to say some things. I just wanted to get some things off my chest. You know, I don't know if a lot of people know this, but her mom was like my grade school teacher. You know, she's my grade school computer teacher. Her little sister was like a grade above mine. Oh. Her oldest sister was like, I don't know, sixth grade above. So I know her family.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's kind of like I wanted to let her know that I took the whole process very seriously. And I thought that because we knew each other, because we had similar upbringings, that I would just bring a level of comfort to her because we knew each other. But the reaction that she gave me was one that I wasn't really prepared for. And so I just wanted to say, like, I'm happy that you're happy. But, you know, I definitely came in thinking that we could be something.
Yeah. I'm interested in how you were approached for the show. So, like, did you approach them because you're like, I know Rachel?
Not at all. This is crazy, too. So I was really at a mall. I believe the Century City Mall in Westville Century City Mall, and I was just wearing a suit. And someone walked to me, and she said, "You look nice in your suit. Do you have a girlfriend?" And I was like,
question, were you at Chipotle?
I wasn't at Chipotle. Okay. The Barrio was at Chipotle. But it's the same mall, though.
Yeah,
it's the
same mall.
So anyone who's trying to go for the Bachelor or the Bachelorette, go to Century City Mall.
You might get lucky.
But yeah, she just asked me if I had a girlfriend, so I thought she was trying to make a move on me. I was like, I'll take this, okay, it's cool. But then she was like, "Would you ever be open to being on a show like The Bachelor or The Bachelorette?" I was like, I haven't seen the show in years, never really thought about doing anything like it, but, you know, you can take down my information. And then in a matter of, 3-4 months, she followed up with me, asked me to come in for a meeting. I came in, and she's like, "Do you watch the show?" And again, I was like, "I haven't seen it in years." So they said, "Well, we just started a new season of The Bachelor. You should check it out." And when I go back to watch the season, I recognize Rachel.
Shut up. That is crazy.
So I go in for the second meeting. And I'm like, I know someone who's on the show. And, you know, I had a liking to her back in grade school. This is before I even know she's the Bachelorette.
That's so funny.
So this is why I'm like, stars align, and she's the one for me.
That feels meant to be.
That's what I'm hearing your perspective and how that played out.
It makes sense.
Now I'm even more mad at her. This whole show is about that fairy tale. It was a fairy tale story,
but it's cool. I'm glad that the experience, you know, happened, and you know. It was difficult for me because I had this idea that this whole fairy tale thing could actually happen, but it's just how it worked out. It's just what happened, so it's okay.
You'll find your fairy tale, Fred. I promise.
Keeping hope alive.
That is actually a really interesting story. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so where were we before Rachel? We talked about Fred. Oh, okay, let's get back into the episode with Kristen's.
Her square, because she went on three dates in two days.
Our commodity.
She is the Wells of our season, I'd say.
Yeah.
Because Wells last year went on five dates, 3 days.
More power to you. She seems shocked in her thing. She's like, "What is happening?
That's hilarious.
But at that point, you were making out Tickle Monster in the pool. So
yeah.
I kind of eliminated him.
It was weird because I knew her and Jack were kind of trying to work something out. So and Tickle was always with me. So I never thought that he was part of it ever.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I was just kind of confused on everything. So.
Yeah.
Very important question. Okay, so I think a very important part of a relationship is kissing.
Yes.
And she said Jack was a bad kisser.
Yes, which is so weird.
But then continued kissing him and continued to pursue this relationship but didn't enjoy it?
She's maybe it gets better. Maybe it's going to get better. I don't know.
Jack is not a bad kisser. I don't know what... I mean, maybe I'm a bad kisser because... that's what I'm saying, because he's really good. And Raven said he was really good. Danielle said he was maybe we all are bad kissers. I don't know.
Am I wasted right now?
Is the heat getting... I think he was great. I don't know.
Everyone gave it a test.
Yeah, that's weird.
I just found it interesting because she said that, but then
kept
kissing him. He was still her number one. You think that
you would take a turn off? Thank you.
Yeah,
it would turn you off, right?
Hold on, I have one thing. I'm about to stand up with my microphone and storm out of here. But this pissed me off about about, sorry to go back to this, but when D'Lo was making out with Jack Stone and then this whole Dean yep. thing, and then when Christina was like, she was just making out with Jack Stone, I was like,
Dean wasn't around for that.
Where was he?
With Christina. Somewhere else. Christina just heard about it, like, through, like what happened today.
Okay. Gotcha. I was really confused by that whole Jack Stone makeout like segment. Anyway,
it was like we needed answers. We needed answers.
So funny.
In my head, I was like, again, ABC is scrapping for right here, true. You know. Yeah. But it's entertaining. But when I saw D'Lo under the waterfall with him, meanwhile Dean isn't giving any attention to Christina, and she's making out with someone else. I was just like,
so confused.
Dean was with her.
He was with Christina. Yep. Okay, thank you for calming me down and taking me off the edge there.
Yeah, it looks like, that's what I'm saying. He was playing ping pong at the time, so he was just...
ABC just played with my heartstrings, like, real hard.
But we filter in, like, afterwards, like, oh, we all made out with Jack.
Okay, as one would.
Well, you're just
essentially. Yeah, got it.
You know,
okay.
Like, literally, there's nothing.
Jasmine, just couldn't be happier that you're here to explain that to me. That was something that I really needed to get
clarify.
The answer for. So, all right. So then Jack Stone gets Kristen's rose and sends Blake E. home, which I'm sorry. I don't think you deserve to be grouped with him, but, that's just the way it
was.
I know. I wish, but it's okay.
He should have learned his lesson. Like, I get that they cut things, but, like, he should have just completely not talked about Waboom whatsoever.
Thank
like,
you.
He should have known that they're obviously, if you talk about... You should have learned from Ben Z. If you're going to talk about your dog, if you talk about Waboom, they're going to show you only talking about Waboom.
Yeah. Right.
And, like, the guy should just shut his mouth.
Okay, I'm really glad he brought up Ben Z because, Jasmine, you can answer
that's
this more. Why was no one hitting that up?
I'm very confused, trust me. He's, like, one of, like, my good friends, and I know, like, so many girls hit me up about him, like, before Paradise. I want to meet him. I want to talk to him. And that's another reason why I was mad at Kristen because I know she was interested in Ben Z. Mm. And I knew that I was trying to push her to talk to Ben Z.
Kristen?
She had a little, like, crush on him before.
I remember when she came and you were saying, like, talk to Ben Z.
And not because I know he's a great guy. And, like, you know, he's just so sweet. And, like, he really deserves love. And I feel, like, so bad. I don't understand.
Why did no one, he's one of those guys, everyone's like, he's such a good guy, and then no one's dating him themselves.
Well, I would if I just wasn't friends with him. Like, I just can't because I can't cross. He's, like, my brother, so I would never do that. But I think Raven tried, but then, like, you know, Adam, she was just more attracted to Adam. The break kind of, like, changed everything.
Yeah.
So she was into Adam, D'Lo tribe, and then she was, of course, with Dean. And then I'm trying to think who else, Christina, Dean, Lacey wanted Daniel.
Yeah.
So it was like the women who was there, I don't think they were into them. They had their eyes on people already.
So he had so much potential.
Oh, no.
I think
he'll be able to find some,
he's
like,
amazing.
IRL love.
He wasn't really, like, going for the punch, though. Yeah. That's the thing. Like, it would be very, like, surface-level conversations, and then Zeus would get brought up, and then, like, you could see the girl's eyes glaze over, like, oh, my God.
Yeah, he didn't really try. I feel like
he should have been like, I want you. I want to go on this date with you. Like, more forward.
Maybe there just wasn't someone he felt that way about, you know, and clearly there wasn't because he left.
And the girls we had were, like, really crazy and, like, over the top. I think Ben needs, like, someone a little bit more mellow and, like, quiet.
Like, you know, Jen. Like,
who's Jen?
Jen from last season of the one who ended up got broken up with Nick. They would have been great
so
together.
Pretty.
We should make this happen.
So yeah, like, someone a little, like, fun, but not as, like,
Kel.
She's out here making out with everyone.
Yeah.
Kel East Coast says, I would have given every rose to Ben Z. Like, what the fuck?
I know.
So hot, LOL. Even though the dog's convos would have bored me to tears.
I'm surprised him and Dom didn't hit it off because she literally talks about Cooper 24/7. I don't know how that didn't happen, but.
You're right. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, sorry, well, Dom. I can just really trust someone who loves their dog. So, I mean, I'm into them.
He just wants to love.
Yeah.
He's nurturing, you guys.
Well, sad to see him go, but since there's only 1 week left, it's like, whatever.
I'm sure he won't have trouble getting a D.
No.
Okay,
he's Ben Z. He's fine.
So then we have... So Kristen gave her rose to Jack, and then we have Robbie and Amanda. They go on a date...
Oh, Robbie.
And it just is what it is. He's super into it. She hasn't really given, like, an interview saying she's super into it, but she is still hanging out with him, so.
Yeah. He moves quick, man. He's like, I'm going to marry her, pretty much, in his head. I'm like, oh, really? After those few days? Okay, that's cool. The glow stick pool, like, that's what sold
him. That was so funny.
And the slippers. I mean, what comes next? Marriage.
Oh, he loves those things.
Oh, really?
He does. He orders them from China.
Oh, that's really? So nice. Yeah. He gave them to me.
I'm sorry to tell your secrets. That is hilarious.
Oh my God.
I don't really have much to say about them.
No. No, they're whatever. I mean, good for them
good
that
for
they
them.
Found their happiness. You know, right. Between like them and then Taylor and Derek, they're the couples that we don't really need to like see anything because we like know what's happening. We don't like need to hear them be like, "I love you," and like, "I love you," and it's like, "Okay,
yeah, we get it."
Cool.
Okay, we get it. You're happy.
Right.
No, just kidding. But Derek did say tonight that he was falling in love with Taylor and that he could see that. And I mean, obviously, we've seen
his
the
life
news.
Partner.
Lately.
Oh my
yeah,
God. They're
awesome.
Perfect. They're like perfect
really?
For each other.
That's awesome.
It seems. I mean, they had an instant click, instant chemistry, and just like really took off. From there, so I don't really question it.
It must be so nice being in a relationship on this show and not having any drama
scrambling.
Because they don't
right?
want to film, they don't want to keep any of that
right?
footage with you guys, so you can just really have your own privacy and just hang.
Exactly.
Must be nice.
Yeah,
no, that feels like.
Because there's so much other drama. Oh my gosh, you know what we really need to address though?
What?
The scallop fingers.
Yeah, okay, Jasmine, we need
please,
to talk about that.
Please, I'm
going to
let you
like
take
you
that
have...
one. Because I'm watching
tomorrow,
it, I'm like, why are we always bringing this up? Like,
yo,
why are we
yo,
always
Dom
bringing
was
up
like,
scallops?
You know, we had forks there. Like, I don't
yes,
understand.
That's what, exactly. So my thing is, she's in paradise eating scallops with her fingers. I'm confused. There are forks there. Like, so I think that thing with Kristen, she was in on the whole scallop thing. She started going with it, started like, you know, just owning it, which she should have because it was just the story. It's something that happened, super funny, whatever. Didn't think it would blow up the way it did and didn't think her job title would say scallop. Like,
no.
I didn't do that. We didn't do that. The show did that. But, you know, so she's like, she just kind of went with it. You see on the date, she's eating scallops. Ordering scallops at the bar.
Right.
I didn't even know they had scallops on the menu. Like, I looked at that whole menu every day, and there was never scallops on there. So I'm just saying, how'd they ship them in for her?
Possibly? They 100% did. They heard that nickname, and they're
saying,
like, money. We're going to get all the scallops.
Did she know, though, before? Because Wells, we see a scene this week of Wells telling her about it, and she's like, well, I'm so confused. As she's probably eating scallops. I will say, we talked about this last week a little bit.
Oh my God.
It came off when she was when she was not
aware
of it.
Yeah.
It came off as pretty mean and and kind of bullying when not even just, you know, when you were upset about her taking Matt on a date and the whole scallop finger, that's when it like came up. But when
Amanda,
she would go
too.
Up to a bar and people would be laughing about her and she's like, what are you guys laughing about?
Yeah.
You know, I was just like, man, that kind of reminds me of like
Mean Girls.
Middle school.
It was crazy because like Alexis just told a story and like you really didn't think it was going to blow up into like this thing, you know? And then Amanda laughing is because like, you know, she came down with a shrimp and after we told Amanda the story and I was like, oh my gosh, she just touched my finger with a shrimp. Like she's like, this really just happened after you told me the story. So that's why Amanda laughed and I don't think it was never meant for us to, like, make fun of her. It just, it really was out of proportion how much we talked about it for no reason. Again, stretching, I think, for things to say and things to do, but.
No, I get that, for sure.
And I felt bad watching that. Like, we shouldn't have said it that many times. And they put us a job time. Why?
Yeah.
And
I want to
see
us a few jobs. They were fueling the fire with that.
But then she kept, like, you'll see later, like, next week, she just kind of, like, went with it. She kept.
I mean, her intro in the theme song is her, like,
eating the scallops
and laughing about it. So you know she kind of, like, owned the joke.
Yeah, I think it didn't bother her afterwards. Like, she laughed about it with us. Like, the dressing
I think once you're in on it, like.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah, once you're in on it, it's fun for everyone.
Yeah, yeah,
but before, I was like, oh, no, this is, like, really uncomfortable. Because she has no idea, you know. So, but I'm glad that she finally found out and could kind of own it in her own right instead of, like, it being a thing behind her back, you know.
Well, you know, Kristen's going to be fed. That's what she knows.
She's about to get
now
scallops.
Everyone knows.
Get that scallops. Get that sponsorship.
Scallops.
Way to our heart is those scallops, man.
I appreciate that.
Scallop ads.
Take me to a steak and scallop dinner, and I am like,
you're sold,
yeah,
right?
I've never had scallops. Like,
really?
What did scallops taste like?
You can ask Kristen.
Yeah.
She probably knows.
That's hilarious.
Oh my god.
At least you know what scallops are. The twins tonight.
I think they mean scallions.
Scallions.
She said green. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Speaking of the twins, this is a good time to bring them up. It was a bit much for me. Just, I mean, they came in and they definitely had a purpose. So that is good for them. So you have Haley, who was there just for Derek,
Russ.
And as we've seen this whole season. He's not going to leave Taylor's side. There's just no chance there.
He's no Dean. Well, actually, Dean wasn't even Dean this
episode. Shout out to him for once.
Right?
For once.
But even the way he turned it down wasn't even, like, super respectable.
He was like, I want to say yes.
But he doesn't want to hurt anybody.
He's like, any other time, like, it would have been a yes. It's like, bruh.
Cut it off, man.
I think he's definitely attractive, but the way he's so, like, thirsty for whatever's coming at him makes me, like, turned off by him.
Yeah.
I'm like, really? Like, any hot girl, you're just like, yes, please.
Okay, so Shanice Sweet Smile, did I say that right? I guess Sweet Smile was right. I can read that part. But she said the twins were rude as fuck. And I completely agree with that. Especially when they came in.
It was insane.
I was fine with the way they came in and were like, I want Dean. I want Derek. That's great. That's what Bachelor in Paradise is about.
Right.
But when they left and, like, told everyone to, like, fuck themselves and called the girls ugly, shallow whores. Those are not my words, by the way, for those of you just listening.
Right.
I used air quotes.
But,
like, to say that about people you don't even know.
That was pretty ugly. That was, like, super ugly. I was just super turned off by it. I was just like, why would you do that because you didn't get your way? Like, you know what I mean?
And I love them, but,
that was ugly. Bad.
There's a fine line between, like, obviously, like, saying those one-liners to, like, shake things up and just being, like, flat-out rude and out of place.
Absolutely.
And then I thought, like, I know, you know, ABC does those, like, cheeky comments later, but even their whole little bit about, we found out Mexico is a state or it's a country. Like, everything they said to me was in such poor taste that I was like, just go.
Just get out. I'm sorry.
I wasn't here for it.
Oh, go ahead, Renee.
But I will tell you, yes, they annoyed me, and I didn't like the way that they came in, but I will tell you guys, like, I mean, I know I said this before the show, like, imagine having that level of confidence.
Yeah,
like, I can't even fathom having the confidence that they have. Like, imagine a guy being like, no, I'm not going to go out with you, and be like, you sure, though? I'm not going to be positive. I'm going to go ask your girlfriend. I'm going to come back again and ask you one more time.
Yeah.
I don't think you know. That's crazy.
That's insane.
I guess you're right. Like, that they have that confidence.
That's bold.
Yeah, that's
but
crazy.
I don't know if that's confidence so much as it's, like, confidence making
delusional
up for something
confidence.
Else. Making
confidence.
Up for, like, insecurity or something. Like, I don't know. And before this goes up in the chat, Misha C. said something about that they had their own show or whatever in the works for Freeform or something.
Yeah, isn't it already out?
I think it already aired.
Is that already a thing?
Yeah, Happily Ever After.
Yeah, it was last year. Or
last season, yeah.
And, like, whether or not this would be, like, a, oh, let's, like, get back in the scene and, like, you know what I mean, stir things up and then...
I think that could have went smoother had they came maybe a week ago and, like, actually changed things up instead of just going out in, like, a fire of glory. I don't know what that was, but
I think they just did not care. They're like, whatever. We're gonna try. We don't care.
Fred, they were there for less time than you were. How does that make
you feel?
Feel
a lot better. I was like, yes, are they not even going on a date? And I at least went on a date? Oh, perfect. I love this.
The score, so they ended up asking Jack Stone and Tickle. Do we just call him Tickle? I feel uncomfortable.
I call him Jonathan Tickle. To his face, but, like, camera was like always Tickle.
Tickle. Okay, so
they have to say Tickle Monster.
So Tickle was, like, super pumped to go on a
ready.
Date with them.
He was
so excited.
And, like,
slicked his hair back.
That's hilarious.
He had a bone to pick with Jack after that.
Go on a date, man.
But I respected Jack for being like, you know what, I want to see how things go with Kristen, and maybe he found the twins' behavior annoying and was like, I don't know if I want to deal with this, but regardless.
Twin to mess with.
Yeah.
I wish he was like, you know what, you guys are kind of mean.
Be straight with her.
I would have respected that more. That's actually a really good point.
Because then what are they going to say? Something mean to him?
That's true.
But then all of a sudden he's in love with Kristen and he wants to marry her.
He's so far off.
I almost fell off my chair. I was like, wait, what? And marriage?
I said, what?
What?
You better live by a marina. You're going to need scallops on deck. Entire relationship. Get a beach house. Like,
oh my God. That is hilarious. Yeah, that was a bit much. It's like everyone's just trying grasping. To push for that Carly Evan ending when it's like just, you have a day left, honey.
That's
the thing. Like,
exactly. That's what I was saying. I was like, it's not going to happen. Like, you just come to where you know it's not going to happen. So just.
Yeah.
But
and I just feel like the way this show works, whether it's Bachelor, Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise, there are certain people that people root for, and I don't think that either of them are really, like, those people.
Oh, Jack. Mm-hmm. Jack and Christine.
Yeah, just, you know what I mean? Like, he's pushing, like, I'm going to propose or whatever, and it's kind of like, we don't believe you. And
I think she's pushing. I think he's pushing it so much. Right. Like, you'll see, like, next episode, but, like, he's definitely pushing it more, you can feel, and, like, she's just kind of like, well, I'm going on these dates with, you know, five guys already. Like, yeah. I'm just, you could definitely feel the difference, I think.
I feel like she was living her best life.
Yeah.
Going
I don't
out
think
on
she's ready
days.
For marriage.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, I don't think.
She was like, I don't know. I might go on a date another 4 days. She's like, oh, next day.
Well, like, I haven't seen any chemistry between her and Jack. Like, when they're walking on the beach, they're not laughing. They're just walking, kind of looking down, looking up. Like, when have you ever seen them laugh together or talk about something? The one time was when she needed a rose from Jack, and they talked and then, like, made out.
Yes.
That was the only time we've seen
things
them
you gotta do for a rose,
speak,
man.
But, guys,
anything,
she's
right?
marriage material.
The thing
that
you
was it. That was the sign right there.
Never talk to him.
Like, oh, she's the one.
Married.
That's what I want for the rest of my life. Just like that.
You know, you always want what you can't have, and she's the hot commodity here, so right. maybe that was part of it. It's really hard to say. So yeah, I guess we'll see what happens with that. Is there any other, like, coupling that we're missing? I mean, there's Raven and Adam.
There's also Lacey and Daniel, just
barely shown.
They're I feel like he spends more time, like, low-key insulting her, and she's always just, like, laughing at me, like, me and Daniel are just so, like, nothing could go wrong. He literally was like, damn, I came home, like, I came through to the scraps, like, I gotta just take what's left. I was like, how can you still date him after that?
Yeah.
It's just so weird.
I just found it so fascinating that that's the person she came to paradise for.
I know.
She had her
good
eyes
good
like
for
waiting,
her.
Waiting.
Yeah. What did Adams call them? Two pasty people.
All right. Too funny. That was funny.
Oh, God.
I love that Raven and Adam were in the hammock this whole episode.
The entire
episode. They're not worried about anything. They're entertained, like,
right?
The entire time.
Like, that just goes to show how, like, little of time is there, because that was probably, they made a whole 3-hour week and probably what was, like, 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Like, I remember watching, like, wait, is this the same episode from, like, last week? Like, I feel like the same day, like, it'd be one day, same outfit, but 3 episodes.
Yeah.
Like, I was wearing that headband for 3 episodes.
I promise
stretching.
I packed more than that.
Stretching.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Okay, so that's pretty much it with what happened this episode, but we wanted to ask you guys a couple questions. So people in the chat were wanting us to talk a little bit about who we want to be Bachelor.
Peter.
Because that's going to be happening
Wells,
soon.
Wells, but it's not going to be Wells. Damn.
I think it might be Peter.
It is.
Yeah, I think it is. Honestly. I can't think of anyone else.
I think it's going to be Peter.
I think so, too.
And that's not like, that's not like the controversial else. Pick, but it's kind of, he's always had the lead and people wanting it to be him. And
I think it's going to be boring. But the show is always boring. The guy is always boring. It's all about the girls anyway.
Right.
So,
yeah.
I'm so excited for him to, like, get stressed out towards the end. And be like, I just don't have
right?
money. And then all these women, like, is he going to be able to follow through?
Oh,
I am
so dramatic.
Are you kidding me?
Like, the perfect story.
Imagine a bunch of women be like, is he going to be able to commit? Is it going to be Juan Pablo? What's going to happen? I am living for this
Juan
ABC
Pablo.
Good choice. And for it.
Renee's also, like, planning to go sign up.
Yeah, absolutely.
So.
I'll be right here. See you next season. Can't
ready.
Wait to see if you're gonna break my heart.
Oh, God.
No.
Go to Century City.
Go to the Century City Mall.
And just wait.
Go to Chipotle.
I'm Peter.
So I was having conversation over the weekend, and everyone was like, well, we don't want it to be Peter because he's obviously not ready to propose or be in a relationship or whatever. And I was like, well, Rachel's kind of in the same place. Like, you know what I mean? Like, when she was on Nick's.
Yeah.
But I feel like when he genuinely finds the right person, whether it's on
exactly.
ABC or not, like,
I
he'll
just
know.
Something, I think there's something missing, personally.
I just
agree. I think he is probably ready to get engaged. I think that maybe there was just something that was not there in their relationship that he didn't want. Because it didn't make sense, you know? Like, I know he loved her or cared about her, you can tell. I just think he was using that as an excuse, not getting ready because of something else.
I wonder what it is, though, and, like, why it wouldn't be revealed
was
on
it her?
TV to
we
us.
Don't know. Like,
well, sometimes people just don't fit the right way. Like, and sometimes because when you're that deep into a relationship, you just don't break it off because, like, nothing's going wrong and you could see a future, but you're kind of waiting for yourself to actually fully fall. But, like, there are so many red flags. Like, he was at the bar with his friends and he was like, I think I kind of like her. Like, weeks in. Like, this is two weeks before the finale and you're like, oh, man. But I think it's just you when you know, you know. And I think he could easily fall in love on this show, but I think they're going to milk the fact that he wasn't ready in Rachel's
100%.
Season. Like, will he actually be ready this time?
Love
and he will be.
Is that something that you want to watch, though?
Yes,
like,
absolutely.
I want somebody that's ready to get married now, today.
I mean, that's like the way the show is set up. Obviously, like the formula that you want to get married in the end, but like, I don't know. There's no like thrill to me to see Peter like turn around and finally want it. Like, okay, get with the program. That's what this has been about this entire time. I don't know.
Don't you think they should pick somebody that's like new, like start over?
I completely think so.
Start over.
I've literally been saying that for
a little
like
bit of
seasons.
Following, but like somebody that's not connected, but like kind of connected.
I like that.
I've been saying that for seasons. Yeah. Like, let's start get over. A fresh batch of people in here.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask y'all though on the same topic. When Rachel had her mental all or whatever it was when she talked to Peter for the first time, she was like straight up trying to ruin every chance.
Are you kidding me? I saw that. Exactly. She was just basically like, this process isn't like for you.
Yes.
And like, I was like, I see exactly what's happening.
Do you think she knew that he was already like,
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? This is when like the whole yearbook thing was out, where Peter wanted to be the bachelor. You know what I mean? So it's like, she already knew that the favorite for him to be the bachelor was like up in the air. So I think because she kind of got her heart broken by that way, that whole process she's like, oh, well, it's not going to work out for you either because I'm going to make sure of it.
She
you
made sure
I mean?
Three times.
Oh.
She was like, this process just doesn't work for
you. She was trying to put it out there.
This whole thing doesn't work for you. Oh, my God.
I think I'm the only one who was kind of living for that shade a little bit.
Yeah, it was kind of funny. I was like, in the audience, like, ooh.
No, I was living for that shade, but it was so, it wasn't even like shade. It was like a full, like, cloud.
And he was just sitting there like, you're right, but I'm still going to be Netflix, so it doesn't matter.
This is still going to happen anyway, right?
Because I still got the job.
Yeah, it was sure not subtle. And then she like was like, we think that Alex, who like got eliminated, or whoever
Alex.
He's a cool guy, very cool guy.
Seems like a cool guy, but had no storyline on the show, so everyone was like,
I think she just said someone random, just because, you know.
Not Peter, but what I'm saying is, not Peter. Yep, Alex, be the bachelor. Not Peter, thank you. The process doesn't work for him.
Say it louder for the people in the back.
Oh, that was great.
And for the reruns, one more time. Not a good process for him, but yeah, I thought that was hilarious. Is there anything else? I did want to mention really briefly, I know we've like literally drug this topic through the mud, but Corinne did have her sit down, and we haven't talked about that with our viewers yet. And, you know, she went on Good Morning America the day it aired, so it was Tuesday, and she basically, this was the first time we've heard that she was on some sort of medication, that in combination with alcohol wasn't good. I mean, next week we'll see her first time seeing DeMario.
Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously every week we've had to talk about it, and they've made sure of that.
It's also not the first time they're seeing each other.
Yeah.
Hello, TMZ caught them outside the club. Like, come on.
That was the night they taped, right? Or no, that was a different night?
I feel like that was a different night, unless I'm mistaken.
Last week?
No.
Last Tuesday? Did y'all go out?
I say. Tonight again? The night after, wasn't it?
I think it was that night. Oh, no, it was that night because I didn't go out. Me and Alexis stayed in. I was so sick. Yeah, it was that night.
Okay. It was that Nightingale or whatever. That Nightingale. And he was like, text me when you get home. So, like, I don't know. Like, I watched that, like, video on repeat. I was like, what are they saying?
Text me again.
Yeah. So, I mean, we didn't really learn anything completely new other than that whole medication thing. And was there anything else, like, super groundbreaking?
No, it was just nice to hear kind of her side of things because she's been completely silent during this whole thing. And, like, yes, we heard DeMario's E-special, like, that broke our hearts. We heard DeMario's then special on The Bachelor. It was kind of the same thing. Like, they were over-telling the DeMario, his interviews, and we're like, okay, we like don't even want to be talking about this at all anymore. But I was fascinated to hear what Corinne had to say because there was a lot of things coming out about her, and so I did like one that she didn't put blame on anyone, and if it is how she said it was, it truly is just an unfortunate situation. Like she said, I like that she didn't take this chance to shut down producers. She didn't take the chance to shut down DeMario in any way. Like she really wanted to clear the air, and I do respect her for that, and I believe what she's saying.
What did y'all think, though, about, you know, when the statement came out from her camp right after the fact and she said, I'm a victim, without further explanation, that to everyone with a brain means you're a victim of sexual assault,
exactly.
Considering everything that's happening.
Right.
But for her now to say, I'm a victim of the media, I'm a victim of people assuming things about me or bullying me online, that sort of stuff, which, by the way, is very true. She was a victim of bullying online.
Oh, no, they
online.
Both were. Oh, my God.
They absolutely were. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I don't know.
Both of them, it's horrible.
So I don't know for sure if I think, like, that's a cop-out from her
original.
I think
original. It's people talking to her, telling her what to do.
Yeah.
I mean, we talk now, we're trying to build a relationship back, but, like, me and Karim are, like, really good friends, and, like, I know how she is, and, like, you know, how she talks and things like that, and then seeing the statement come out, I was like, this is not Karim. I was like, this doesn't even sound like her. I was like, you know, I can tell there's somebody probably telling her what to say.
Absolutely.
So just, I think she just was scared, and I know probably is being in that situation scary for both of them, so I think she just didn't know what to say or,
yeah,
you know.
I think being the situation that it was, that now we know from her side, like, what do you, this is such a gray area,
yeah,
that what do you say? And then when people are telling you, oh, you were blacked out,
yeah,
that sexual assault, oh, you're this has to be your statement, and people are getting your ear that, no, this is what happened,
yeah,
to you. Like, you have to say something, but she probably didn't even know what to say because she,
right,
was confused,
yeah,
on the matter.
Yeah.
And it truly was, like, she really laid it out,
mm-hmm,
an unfortunate situation. It wasn't DeMario's fault, wasn't the producer's fault, because, yeah, you 100% cannot tell if someone's blacked out all the time.
Yeah.
It's like when someone's blacked out, they're like, ooh, like, sometimes they act completely normal,
mm-hmm,
and you can't tell. And I did like that she got to state her side of the story, and because of what she said, I wish she didn't say she was the victim of, that's the reason what she said is because she's a victim of bullying, whatever, even though she was, but that wasn't what that statement meant.
Yeah.
That's one thing I wish, is she was more open, like, I didn't know what to think,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
after that happened, but aside from that, I think everything she said was valid. I'm happy she finally came out to say all of this.
Yeah. I agree with that about just the whole victim thing in general, because then that kind of, it kind of defeats how far we've gotten in this situation. And I feel like DeMario has done a great job, and everyone, like Jasmine, you coming to his defense, and everyone kind of protecting his, because this is a huge deal, especially,
yeah,
now with the internet and social media,
yeah,
type someone's name in, and that's
still
the
there.
First thing that,
yeah,
comes up. So I mean, I think, you know, and it doesn't help that ABC brings it up every week.
Oh my God.
Nope.
Because
over
it,
no,
and it's
over
up on online,
it's,
and,
like,
then articles are being written about,
yeah,
it, and
so
it keeps creating the content. So,
yeah,
and I mean, we're going to talk about it next week because they are going to have a hot seat moment.
Yeah.
So that's that. And I mean, I know a lot of our viewers get frustrated with us talking about Karim and DeMario, but we have to talk about it because they're making us talk,
yeah,
about it.
It's one of those.
So, but it's just, you know, conversation matters. So, okay, with that said, we're going to do a little Bachelor in Paradise, little Tinder game with you guys. Are you ready?
All right.
You're going to swipe left or
right? You're going to swipe left or right, and we have, like, situations that you'll swipe left or right on, or just people.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
And we'll go, like, Jasmine and then you.
Sure.
You don't answer the same person, because
I
feel like that might be weird. Okay, Jasmine, Iggy.
Swipe left.
Oh. I love the music.
Oh. But because... yeah.
You can say why or not. You don't have
He's
to.
He's, like, a friend, and I just...
Friend zone.
Not attracted to him like that.
Okay, Fred, Christina.
Swipe right.
Hey,
that was fast. Jasmine, Daniel.
Oh. I would maybe swipe right just because he's good to look at, even though he's really pasty. But yeah.
But
he's got, yeah,
right?
He's got a good body. Yeah.
Fred, Raven.
Swipe right.
Okay.
Jasmine, Diggy.
Swipe right.
Christina.
Swipe right.
Alex.
Alex, wait, the Russian?
No.
Oh.
We're Russian.
Oh, sorry. Alex.
Alex, the one that got off, like, super early.
Left.
Lacey.
Swipe right. I'm just swiping right. I'm just trying to find a rose. Somebody, anybody, if you have a rose, please let me know. Let me know if you have one. If you want to, like, interested at all, just intrigued, just let me know.
Oh my God, I love it so much. Jasmine, Ben, Z, or his dog?
Or his dog? Wait. Okay, I would swipe right for Ben and swipe left to dog because I'm allergic to dogs.
Are you?
Wow.
Oh,
God.
What is
that? That's why
anyway.
You didn't go after
that.
Makes sense, guys.
The truth comes out.
Right.
Okay, Fred. Paradise with Dom or middle school with Rachel?
Oh, God. Paradise with Dom. I can't.
That's amazing. Jasmine, a 2-on-1 with Blake and Jack Stone.
Mm-hmm.
Or... a 2-on-1 with Kristen and a plate of scallops.
Oh my God. Damn, that's really hard because I can't stand Blake. But I have to say, a 2-on-1 with Jack and Blake because I like Jack. I would just like to throw Blake somewhere.
That's hilarious. Fred, Jasmine.
Swipe right.
Hey!
Hey!
Happy birthday, sir!
Hey!
That's hilarious. Jasmine, Matt.
Swipe left.
Oh.
Sorry about
that. And Fred, Amanda.
Swipe right. No, left. Let's do left. Let's do left.
Ooh, okay.
Let's say left.
Now the one left.
Yeah, the only one reason left. Why, like, only reason why is because she's like, I don't know. We spoke, like, briefly, but I don't think we had, like, a connection. There. So, you know, in real life,
that it probably wouldn't be a connection.
Yeah, exactly.
There. And Jasmine, last one, Chris Harrison.
Swipe right.
Yeah.
Duh. Sarah's the man. No, he's actually really cool.
That's hilarious. Okay, guys, do we have anything else to talk about this week? I mean, next week's the finale.
I know.
What's going
to happen?
I just feel like there was so much that happened this summer with the shutdown, and then obviously we're like, each episode is 18 hours long, so... Okay, so guys, thank you guys so much for coming.
Thank you so much. Absolutely.
Let our viewers know where they can find you, Twitter, Instagram, if you have anything going on.
Yeah, Real Fred Johnson on all of my social media pages, Real Fred Johnson.
Jasmine Good_.
Perfect. Thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you so much, guys.
Where can the people find you?
You guys can follow me at Renee Ariel on Instagram and on Twitter, and check out my blog, sextingandthecity.com.
Nice.
And you guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Christine Bean with 3 E's.
And you guys can find me everywhere at Sterling Cates. And tune in for our after show. It won't be on Tuesday because the finale is on Monday. So we will be back in the studio
next Monday
at 9 p.m. See you guys then. Bye.
Ow.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.